Watch, dog stolen with SUV in Illinois reunites with family in Alabama, so glad. By Amy Furr on February 16, 2023. A dog who disappeared from Mansfield, Illinois, has been found safe in Greenville, Alabama, to everyone's relief. Tess, a gentle golden doodle, was stolen along with her family's Lincoln Navigator on February 8. The Piatt County Sheriff's Office, PCSO, explained in an update on Tuesday. Authorities discovered the vehicle in Nashville, Tennessee, the following day. However, Tess was still missing until early Tuesday when she was found walking with a man along an interstate, according to Fox 17. PCSO has been in contact with authorities in Alabama and this remains an active investigation, the agency's post read. The Illinois couple who owned Tess drove over 10 hours to Greenville to reunite with their beloved 7-year-old pup, WKRG reported Thursday. According to the outlet, not long after deputies saw the man walking with the dog, they transported him to jail. In addition, Tess's microchip identified her owners who came to fetch her on Wednesday, the outlet said. Video footage shows owner John Hanna hugging and rubbing Tess's belly during their sweet reunion. He told Fox 17 that despite the ordeal, she appeared to be in great condition. Golden doodles are part golden retriever and part poodle, according to the Rover website. They are a hybrid breed beloved for their outgoing nature, friendly personality, and intelligence. They're relatively new, gaining popularity since the 1990s alongside other crossbreeds like cockapoos and labradoodles. Back in the day, they were thought to be hypoallergenic. These days, we know that they may or may not be better for allergies depending on the dog and the person. But most do have soft, wavy fur that sheds less than other dogs. They're also one of the most popular breeds in the country. Meanwhile, the PCSO's followers were overjoyed when they heard the news that Tess had been found, one person saying they were so glad to hear it. Another person said, "Happy Valentine's Day to Tess and her relieved family."